Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is Die to Self and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you something the Lord dropped in my spirit a few days ago, and still along the lines of divine direction. He said to me that the people who would pray the "What must I do?" prayer and receive real precise direction are the people who have genuinely replaced their ambitions with God's. He said to me, "What must I do?" is the prayer of a person who has died to self and now lives for me. If you will receive of the fullness of God's plans for your life, you will have to empty yourself of your own agenda and replace it with God's. My dear listener, now more than ever, we must surrender all to Jesus. Our plans, our ambitions, our aspirations, everything. Nothing should be too big to lay at the feet of the Master. Just a few weeks ago, I sat down and began to plan a few things I was to do in my field. There were big things, and as I got excited with all the plans, I heard the Lord check me immediately. He asked me, "Whose plans are these, yours or mine?" He reminded me, "I put you there. You are there to do my bidding, not yours. Make sure your plans align with mine." I repented immediately. You see, my dear listener, it was God who put you where you are, in technology, in education, in medicine, in healthcare, in engineering, in politics, in that office, in that career. He wants you to pursue his agenda in these places. You must get to the place where nothing else drives you but the plans of the Father. It is from this place, with this heart, that you should pray the "What must I do?" prayer. My question to you this morning is, who is sitting on the throne of your life? What informs your decisions? What informs your plans? Whose agenda are you pursuing, God or yours? Surrender to him. Remember, as our anchor scripture so aptly puts it, it is no longer you that lives, but Christ who lives in you. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. Help us to die to ourselves. Help us to desire nothing else but your plans for our lives. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 minutes audio devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.